Hi, and welcome to this episode of From Campus to Careers. My name is Adam, and today I'm going to be hosting a chat with Howard Duffy, who is an enterprise consultant working with Aston Enterprise. We're going to talk about the many opportunities Aston Enterprise offer for students and graduates at Aston to develop enterprise skills, and in some cases, launch their own business as part of their degree. Howard offers some really good advice on what to do if you feel like you have an idea for a business, and we also talk about some of the events Aston Enterprise organise to support students and graduates. So without further ado, let's get started and meet Howard. Hi, Howard. Welcome to the From Campus to Careers podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with Aston Enterprise?
Hi, Adam. Cheers. So my role within Aston Enterprise is to be the consultant. I do work across Aston Enterprise as well as the BCM project. So I'm really here to help students talk around their business ideas, give some information and help them develop it across the range of different areas that we have. So we have different ones. And I know we'll go on to talk about in a bit, but kind of from those initial ideas to then starting up and actually going to potentially launch your business as well. So across the whole RAF, working with students, developing them and their ideas to then take it forward and developing their entrepreneurial skills.
So for those listeners who may not have heard of Aston Enterprise, could you, I guess, describe what it is in a bit of a nutshell? What kind of services do you provide?
Yeah, of course. So we really cover a whole range. And when everyone talks about enterprise and entrepreneurialism within universities, we try and get them to think about beyond just starting a business. So it starts off with those enterprise skills, and these are core skills that are across a professional life. So that is pitching, talking, conversation, critical thinking. So we really start building that up with some of our guest lectures, speakers coming in, talking about their experiences and starting to gain and understand what that is with a bit of an explore program. And then we go up to the next one with experience, some workshops, hands-on experience, pitching competitions, our own type of starting as a mini accelerator program, our Apollo program. And then it really goes on and manages to evolve into something a lot larger with our BCM program. And it works as a really nice pipeline that you can go and you can progress and find where you want to drop in. If it is just learn some skills and dipping your toe in there and start understanding and come back to it at a later date, that's absolutely fine. But if you want to go through the whole program and develop a skills into a business idea, then launch it, you can do that as well. So it's really that, I say, working in collaboration. We've got Aston Enterprise and then we progress through into BCM.
So really there's kind of something for everyone, really, if they've got any interest at all in terms of developing their entrepreneurial skills and ideas.
Yeah.
By the way, from, as you said, the kind of beginner to if you've got an idea ready to go and you just want to kind of go and launch it.
Absolutely. That's what we always try and say is everyone thinks of, and like you're saying there, the entrepreneurial skills, the tongue twister there. But also that's why we say enterprise is these skills go on there and you can start developing them straight away and they'll benefit you no matter what you do later on in life. So we try and get everyone engaged. And so many people think entrepreneurial, that's starting a business, I'm going to stay there. Well, actually, the way you think about it, how you develop, the new term that's getting coined in a lot of corporates right now is entrepreneurial. You can take projects, you can work on them within this larger organization. It's really trying to develop those skills. So it is a key element for anyone in life, but also especially going across their time at university.
Now, I know Aston Enterprise run at a lot of events in and around Aston. Could you talk to us a little bit about those events and maybe how those have been affected by the ongoing sort of COVID-19 pandemic?
Absolutely. So of course, we normally like to, a big part of these skills is the soft skills, which is with networking. We're trying to get around that, but COVID has kind of been a bit of a stumbling block of that. So we have been able to adapt and we've actually seen that we've seen some more engagement. We've taken a lot of our programs online, so we turn them into Q&A sessions. We've had a load of previous Aston students come in, do Q&As through our how-to series. We're going to be launching workshops in February, which are very much based around skills. And we're having these excellent trainers who have and come give their time. And previously, it was harder to get them onto campus, but we're connecting and reaching out, and we're having conversations with people over in North America, alumni, to try and get these people to come in, have these conversations, and share the experiences that previously weren't there. And it might have been a struggle before COVID, and we didn't always want to do things digital and online. So as much as it's kind of a negative, we can't get that face-to-face, we can't have that enthusiasm, and kind of developing those soft skills, which is part of the program, like the unwritten, they're not our elements, but people develop them. We are seeing such a great response with things online. More people are wanting to get involved. More workshops are coming in. And that's where it is actually quite exciting for us. And tomorrow we're finishing off our Apollo program with some pitching and contests online. And we're getting judges, which we wouldn't have previously had. So that's really exciting in that, that regards.
I think that's definitely it. Like although the remote working situation has given some challenges, there's also some positives to be given from there, in that it's limitless, in the sense of, you know, you can connect with people from locations, as you said, all over the world. And that, you know, when you're talking about business and entrepreneurial skills, etc., that only kind of opens up a new world of opportunities, I guess.
Exactly that. On one of our networking sessions previously, we had someone from the west coast of America, someone in India, someone in Africa, a couple of people on mainland in Europe, and dotted around the UK. You just wouldn't get that face to face. So we are trying to see those opportunities, but of course we can't wait for some sessions to come back to face to face. There's nothing better than getting up, getting excited, and that's the really exciting part of like this entrepreneurial journey and enterprise, is that people want to share their stories, they want to discuss about that. So that energy is coming across, but we're really looking forward to getting a blend back of when COVID-19, we're past potentially some of these restrictions, that we can get back face to face. But there will be some things online that we're looking forward to keeping, because the opportunity is endless.
Now, I was having a little dig around online around Aston Enterprise, and I came across the Aston Enterprise competition.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about that competition, how students can get involved, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So we're open now. So Aston Enterprise, we normally run in the second semester, and it's that real opportunity for someone to come pitch their idea in it. But we want them to develop. And like I say, it's about those skills development. So it's not just solely about people with a business idea, but it's about honing your skills, getting you ready to pitch so you can go about that. And it's pitching your business to a panel of judges. And then there's potential of winning money. Like, I'm not sure what else and who wouldn't want that opportunity. Is so often people just kind of hold on to a business idea. Is it worth it? Isn't it worth it? Like, what we really encourage is people to go out and throw their ideas and talk to as many people as possible. And that's what the enterprise competition is about, is, you know what, put your idea out there, come and pitch it. If you think it could be the next big thing, why not potentially win £1,000 that will help you get there? There's these judges that can help. You can develop your skills of thinking about how you pitch. And also, if you don't win, we've got £500. And also, the audience vote. So there is a lot of, it's a great way to get your friends to come and hear about your idea, your course, all of that idea. We want you to encourage and come and talk about your idea. And that's what it's all about. The enterprise competition, second semester, you might have seen us, you might have been involved within semester one, semester two. Right, now this is the time. Come on, speak about your idea, come and pitch your idea and see what it's worth, and then get some feedback, because that's the exciting part about the enterprise and about competitions like this, is hearing what other people think about your idea.
I think it sounds like there's really nothing to lose and everything to gain, really, in the competition itself.
Absolutely. I know so many times I've had a conversation with friends and just thought, like, oh, would this work as a business? And you're like, why not go throw it out there? Just go and find out. If you're going to launch a business, someday someone's going to hear about it. So why not come and pitch it and also gain some skills? It doesn't matter how far, is you will learn something no matter what you do. And that's what we really want to encourage people to think of. And like I say, there's some money floating around, so that is never a negative when we're currently in the darks of winter.
Now, you spoke a little bit earlier about the BCEAN program. Could you kind of open the conversation a bit more about that and how maybe students can get involved with the program?
Yeah, of course. The BCEAN program is something which is fantastic. It's going to sound like it's a bit biased coming from me. Of course, I work and I want people to be involved. But actually is, if you go away and look at all the research, is for businesses trying to start out, it's always a challenge of what it looks like and how they can get support. So it's really a package which is put together which will support a business through those initial 12 months. And then there's so many more, a raft of opportunities which open up after that 12 months through partners. But Be Seen is really there to give you that support. So be that one-to-one with staff, like with the consultant, with the other members of the team. We've got mentors, people that have 20 years experience in certain fields and sectors who can help you understand what challenges you might face, some support and grant money. When we can, we've got an office space where you can go and you can be around other people who are starting the business. And we're really seeing relationships foster with those that are going through the same issues and trials and tribulations when you start out a business. So we've got that kind of really good energy that you don't see normally. And as Be Seen, we work with other universities and we've got the partnership growing, and it's there. It's if for the Greater Birmingham area. So if you're in that area, and it's for students and graduates, which is fantastic. So some people really worry and think they've got that business idea the third year and try and potentially panic and pull the trigger a bit early about starting the business. Well, we say, well, no, there's no rush. If you're staying around Greater Birmingham area, why not come back into it in the June, in the September, or even maybe a year on? We will support you and give you this 12 months of support so you can actually go, your business can develop, and it sees you get a lot more of a leg up than really worry about it. So it starts with a boot camp and then it progresses on, and you can gain all those skills and really give you that impetus to get up and go and hopefully see you go on to be a success.
That's great. So I'm going to move on to a question now, I think, which everyone will want to hear. So do you have any success stories that have come through the program?
Oh, there's a raft of different ones, and everyone comes onto the program for different reasons. But yeah, we have some great ones, which of course still based in the Birmingham area. And then the kind of ones that have been through Aston graduates as well. We've got the Green Sisters, which are fantastic. And it's kind of looking at healthier Indian food and like developing it. It's, they really want to move away from some of the negative connotations with Indian food. And it's fantastic. They're doing such a great job and they're just growing. And even during these times, they've still seen a substantial growth. They're looking at delivering and seeing, and they're always developing. They're fantastic. Arena and Geeta are always developing it and wanting to push it forward and get this food in front of more people, and they're just going strength to strength. So that's always a great one to see. And then also we've got NAS Media. They came on and did one of our sessions about how to develop a really award-winning video content, and they're just going strength. They've worked some really interesting partners over the most recent years. And yeah, it's these people that went in for kind of competitions, and NAS Media are great. Going back to the Aston competition, they were runners up in that, and they've gone and developed their idea, and it's going forward and thinking about how they can develop, and they've looked at the opportunities, worked with the university, and seeing where all these potential clients are. So that's just a couple, and there's a few that are further down the line that have gone an investment, but then we've also passed them on to our other partners in the local area, and they're going strength to strength as well. And that's what the whole entrepreneurial community is in Birmingham, is about supporting all of those. And the guys over in Birmingham Enterprise Community, they're also graduates of the like program in and around the area, so they can go on and they know what it's like, so they'll support them beyond Be Seen and see them grow even further.
I think that's really kind of great to hear, I guess, because I think a lot of maybe our listeners, students and graduates, will kind of maybe have that kind of acorn of an idea and not be able to see exactly where it could head. And as you said, to be able to put those guys up there as a kind of a beacon of where these programs and these support services can really take you, and the business idea that you've got. Yeah, it's really inspirational, I think, for many students and as you said, even graduates, because they can access those support services as well.
Definitely. And I think is the times that we're in is often has adversity. Noisy is actually a massive spike in people trying to start companies, their businesses. They're looking at it different ways. And there's are these support networks there. And like the best advice I could give to anyone that who's looking at being an entrepreneur, I think, is go and speak to people. Is people that try and hold an idea and hold it and like it's their secret, they won't really struggle to get anywhere because people want to talk. Is previous roles I've been in around, and London does have a thriving startup community in the UK, but it is going other places. Birmingham's becoming a great hub, Leeds as well. But when you go to networking sessions, when you speak to people who have these ideas, talking with people constantly is, it's really exciting in the startup world. Is entrepreneurs really want to support one each other and give each other a leg up. I've even seen people that our competitors work with one another because they know how big the market is and they understand there's enough customers in that pool for them. If you kind of hide that acorn, bury it and think, oh, that will work, it doesn't. Is you need to go away. You need to speak to people, get talking to people. Your friends and family are a great start, but they'll always potentially say, oh, that's a good idea. But go speak to someone that might be your customer. Go speak to everyone that plays around in that space. Go to networking sessions and just talk. You don't have to give out your whole idea. You don't have to give all away your intellectual property, but kind of just talk to people, see what they're thinking about. Oh, have you experienced this? And it's amazing the feedback you get. And the sometimes I've taken students or even small businesses to networking sessions. They've always had these moments of that I didn't even see coming. I thought, oh, they'll meet someone that might be useful. They're like, no, the whole business is changing. I've got some feedback because they've gone and spoken to someone. And that's really exciting to see in that way.
Definitely. So say for our listeners at the moment who might be thinking, great, I want to get started. What can I do to start? What else can I do? Where can they explore maybe some other things that they could do to develop their entrepreneurial skills?
So I think it's going back to that idea around entrepreneurial skills and enterprise skills. Is the way of the work is changing and soft skills are becoming more and more focused. And that's really what entrepreneurial skills is: critical thinking, networking, speaking, public speaking as well. And you can go away and develop them. So looking into societies, looking at different ways and where you can go and test these ideas. Like we're trying to do some work with the SU, Aston, that doing some fantastic work, which is looking around employability, working with you guys over at Careers and with the placement team. Like we've got our enterprise placement course that can really start testing these ideas out and developing them. Is exploring your entrepreneurial skills is really just thinking about what you want, what skills you potentially have and which ones you want to develop. And going into these areas, you're in a safe space where you can start working. Societies are a great starting point. Like I say, students' unions, I think, do fantastic work at unis. I've been involved with them previously. So it's starting to go on and where you can get. Go to sessions such as ones at Careers, ones that Enterprise have. Like I say, we've got some workshops coming up in February. And see where it is. And then jump in to programs like BC. There is nothing to lose. Is these extracurricular activities at university are only the starting blocks, really. And it's where you want to take it to. So kind of the emphasis is on you. If you go out and find them, then you'll find some really interesting people, some people that want to go. There's other ones. Google has some really interesting, the Google Garage at the moment is about developing skills. So there are a raft of different ones out there. You just need to go looking for them and understand what skills you want to learn. Like I say, is I say entrepreneurial skills, I say enterprise skills, there's soft skills, transferable skills. It's all about that. But think about what it is you want to develop and you'll be able to see. Also, LinkedIn as well is a great place. Eventbrite, that's where we put our sessions. But just having a look at for them. And the more you look, the easier they'll start to show on your feeds and you'll get exposure to them and you'll understand what you want to develop and where you want to take it.
Now, I mean, this next question might be quite difficult to answer because I'm sure you could probably write a book on all the different pieces of advice that you'd offer. But what's the one piece of advice, if you could drill it down to one singular piece of advice to offer to any budding entrepreneurs out there, what would that be?
I think I just mentioned it and touched on it earlier, is go and talk to people.
Yeah,
I cannot stress that enough. Is I've had people come to me before events previously and go, I'm not going to talk to you about this idea. I've gone, that's completely your choice, but it's not going to help you. And I think I haven't been on the judging panel. It's, you can see the people who've spoken and had their ideas tested by friends, family, but other friends, necessarily people in their course. And they start to get their idea stress test. And it's putting yourself in that uncomfortable position. People often get scared by the idea of no, or someone saying, no, I don't like that idea. no isn't the end. It's more of asking why. And you get that resilience, you get that experience by talking to people about these ideas, by going on. And those people that potentially have struggled, then they've gone on to, for the next pitching, they've gone and spoken to people. Not spoken to me, spoken to other people, and they've found that information. And they do have that moment of realization of go, all right, I need to, because as much as your idea might be perfect to you, you're not going to be the one who's buying it. Your family are not going to be able to continually buy it. So you are out of there broke because they've had to buy your product the whole time. At the end of the day, you'll need to go and face customers. People will buy it and people will say no. So the sooner you can do that, sooner you can get over that hurdle, the more excited you can get about the prospect of where your business can go. And that's what I'd really say to anyone.
I think that's it. I think you don't really need a perfect out of the box idea ready to go. You probably look at all of the most successful businesses throughout history, and there's probably been thousands of iterations of their product or their pitch or their idea or their service. And it's just a case of developing that kind of core of the idea into something that will work, really. And that kind of initial, I guess you could say that those initial hurdles that you might fall on first aren't necessarily a reason to stop, but they're a reason to kind of find a way around the hurdle.
Absolutely. There are so many good books out there. So many people go back and refer, like think of Uber, think of Facebook, think of Airbnb. But if you go back to the early days about these businesses, they're completely different to what they are now, of what they started out, what they originally be. And there's some rose-tinted glasses on them, but other ones just talk about how they failed or how they realized they had to change something. And that they went out and spoke to people. They went and did things and approached it differently. And that's completely fine, but that's the way you should look at it.
Perfect. So we'll end on this one. So we've talked all about Aston Enterprise. So where can our listeners actually find out more about Aston Enterprise and the BC program and all of the services you guys offer?
So we've got, of course, we've got our social media presence. We've got ones about Aston and BCN. So we've got, look at for us at Aston _ Enterprise on Instagram. Once again, we've got that on Facebook, and we've got some on Twitter. You can join our mailing list. We've got different link trees connected to our Instagram pages. We've got some of our how-to sessions on our YouTube channel. And yeah, feel free, you can drop us. We've got our emails as well, enterprise@aston.ac.uk. So you can find us all through a raft of different ways. And it's the same for BCN on Instagram. And yeah, we're just looking forward to hearing from people, different websites. We've got our boot camp open for BCN at the moment if some people want to apply. And yeah, that's the best way to find us.
Perfect. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much again for joining us on today's episode. And yeah, I'll make sure to include any links to the Aston Enterprise website and social media channels in the show notes as well. So yeah, if you're interested, refer to those. And yeah, thank you, Howard, for joining.
Brilliant. No, thank you so much, Adam. It's been really enjoyable, and look forward to hearing from people that want to get involved with Aston Enterprise.